I can't let diabetes get in my way.
So here's what I do.
I wear the Dexcom G6. It continuously sends my glucose numbers to my phone, and the arrow shows me where I'm headed and how fast, without finger sticks or scanning, making it much easier to keep my glucose in range. The more time I spend in range, the better I feel, and the more I can cross off my list. Don't let diabetes get in your way. Check out Dexcom.com/inrange.
If your glucose alerts and readings from the G6 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. Dave Graveline with you. 27 years on the air. Delighted that you've tuned in, and hopefully you will participate on the program. Many ways for you to do that, including dialing our toll-free number anytime at your leisure. 800-899-INTO. 800-899-4686. According to Expert HR's 2022 survey on pay equity, senior management is one root cause of the existence of pay inequities. Companies are leaning on tech tools like those from our next guest to hopefully close those wage gaps. The CEO and co-founder of GapSquare is Dr. Zara Nanu. Dr. Nanu, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very good. Hi, Dave. Thanks for having me with you. And thank you for putting this spotlight on this very important issue.
It is our pleasure. Tell me first really quick about GapSquare. What is that about?
So GapSquare is a company I founded about 6 years ago to look at pay equality. At that time, the World Economic Forum was saying we are about 217 years away from achieving gender parity at work. Wow. And at the same time, the World Economic Forum was telling us by 2030, you and I, Dave, will be in self-driving cars. By 2030, we'll be waving people off to Mars. And yet in 2030, we will still be 2 years away from achieving parity at work. And I thought, how can we utilize that innovation and data that we're using for cars and space exploration to actually create more pay parity at work? And we've launched GapSquare as a product and haven't looked back, because we've been able to develop something that really helps employers understand pay differences, focus on the key things, and close those gaps faster.
Wow. Yeah. 200 plus years is one heck of a gap. So that brings us to, what is your take on what pay inequity is actually all about?
That's actually an excellent question, because it's a space for a lot of confusion. So it can be two things. When people talk about pay inequity, they can be talking about different things. They can talk about equal pay. And equal pay is about comparing apples with apples and people who do the same job with other people who do the same job. So it's fairly straightforward. If you have two project managers, are they paid the same? Or if there is a difference, is the difference justified by something like education of service, experience, or anything in the background of those employees that can justify that gap? So that is the equal pay side of pay parity. And then in addition to that, sometimes people are talking about comparing averages. So you compare the average man with the average woman in the organization, and there are usually gaps there that can be explained by the fact that there are not a lot of women in senior roles that pay more, that there are not a lot of women in occupations that pay more. So we have occupations that pay more per hour than other occupations. So all of these factors can contribute to that comparison of averages.
Now, in your introduction, Dr. Nanu, I was referring to companies leaning on tech tools. What are the kinds of tech tools are they able to lean on, and where do you think we need more help?
So I think this is where we're making use of data in any space of business development. We use tools like Salesforce to track business performance and sales operations. We track marketing. We track everything. So it's only fair that we start looking at how we can utilize data and software to track differences in pay, to understand how changes to company policies around recruitment or around, you know, attraction of talent, how are they impacting pay? So that's what we've done at GapSquare, and developed this piece of software that helps businesses specifically look at and understand those pay differences, understand why the pay differences are there, what kind of specific decisions can help them move the needle on this and create pay parity.
And I'm noticing in a recent survey that you guys did, 42% attributed pay inequities to talent management. What exactly does that mean?
So that is also an interesting question. And a lot of the times, this is about how we incentivize talent for specific roles within a company, how we organize career progression for talent within a company, and how we attract new talent within an organization. And unfortunately, sometimes that happens fast because business needs to react fast to business needs.
Sure.
And without much consideration for what is happening already within the organization in the space of pay. So we've mentioned project managers before, but if you have project managers in the business that are paid, say, 90K to 100K, making an offer to a new project manager to come in at 120K is going to create problems. It's going to create that inequity. So supporting managers to take decisions around how much they're going to offer to new talent, how much they're going to offer to existing talent to progress into the next level is really important in creating that pay equity space.
So I can assume then that that's one of the many things that GapSquare does to help companies achieve the pay equity is bring those things to light that maybe they're not thinking about.
Absolutely. So we don't really, what we do is quite interesting, but we don't really go far from what companies already have. They already have that data on pay. They already have that data about their employees. And what we do is transform those data points into insights about where companies have pay equality issues, where they are at risk of pay equality issues, and also provide an overview so that when next they make an offer to someone or they want to promote someone internally, they can really visualize and say what the pay ranges are within which they can make those offers and bring people on board so that they can continue to stay fair to everyone.
Wow. Well, as it says on your website, you believe that people make all the difference, and you've cited some very good examples. So we wish you well. Where can our audience get more info if they're looking to not only learn more, but hopefully do a better job?
Absolutely. I mean, we're always happy to hear from people who want to do a better job around pay equity. We can be found on gapsquare.com/lead the change, or people can find me on LinkedIn. I'm always happy to have conversations around how we can create a more fair future of work.
Terrific. And LinkedIn is a good example of how networking people together can certainly make a difference. Dr. Zara Nanu, the CEO and co-founder of GapSquare, thanks for spending a few minutes with us on Into Tomorrow. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Dave.
Our pleasure. Into Tomorrow continues. I'm Dave Graveline. Stay tuned right here on the Advanced Media Network.